Good evening, Murray.
Good evening. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for coming on to the program. We had a very interesting discussion prior to speaking to yourself about tall forwards and that some clubs are looking to play three tall forwards as well as possibly a ruckman folding forward, and other clubs would love to be in a position where they could decide whether to do that or not. On the surface, Brisbane does not have that luxury, but I reckon in-house you might tell us differently. How's your tall forward structure looking for the not only remaining NAB Challenge game, but also the start of the season?
Yeah, look, it's a good question to start with because I think we're still trying to find out a little bit about a few of the players ourselves. And we've got young Liam Dawson that's come through the academy that played his first game for the club last week or the week prior against the Sydney Swans and did a couple of nice things, and he'll get another opportunity against Gold Coast. And we're going to have another look at Lewin Berger and Stephen Martin and the role that they play in the ruck and also as a tall forward as well. And you've got young Michael Close who's sort of finding his way as well. So you've got those guys that play sort of key position, and then you've got the little mozzies around there as well causing a bit of havoc. So I think we're still trying to find out what the best mix is in our forward line, but we'll use this Friday night's game against Gold Coast to have another look at a few of the guys.
And is McStay in the mix as well?
Yeah, definitely. He's one that, you know, he's when he first came to the club, we sort of probably thought he might play a bit more down back, but he's got the attributes of being a leading forward that is fairly agile, so he can be a hard one to match up on. So he's still finding his way a little bit, but we've been really impressed with the way he's adapted to the role and the role that he's playing for the team in our forward line thus far.
Murray, the main feature of your 2015 backline so far through the NAB Challenge has been Daniel Rich and his potency by foot. Is that something that we're going to see permanently throughout the rest of the season, or is this more of a warm-up for him and looking to make an entry back into the midfield full-time at some stage?
Yeah, look, I think we'll certainly use him at times in the midfield, but we certainly like him coming off half-back as well. We think, you know, the way the half-forwards play today's game, the guys that are playing in that half-back position, they certainly are up and around the football enough almost as an extra midfielder nowadays anyway. So we think he'll be around the footy enough to see a lot of the potency that you alluded to there. But, he'll play sometime in the middle. But we're really comfortable with the role that he's playing across half-back at the moment for us.
Now, I've got to correct myself. That game between Collingwood and Brisbane is, of course, the season opener.
It is.
The one they're calling the Dane Beams game, but I think there are going to be 43 other players equally keen to do well, and that'll be a chance to get to the Gabba for our Queensland listeners, the next opportunity to cheer on the mighty Lions. As the defensive strategy coach, Murray, you would have had a whole lot of homework come very quickly, or a whole lot of extra work after hours, tough toil, when Piers Hanley, it was assessed, would miss certainly the first half of the season. So important he has been in being that exit strategy out of the back line with his wonderful kicking and carry.
Yeah, he certainly is. And it's one of the things that always makes the team pretty good defensively is their ability to be able to, you know, control the ball and hold on to the ball when it comes to offence. And Pierce does that really well for us as well. So, yeah, look, he's a bit of a loss for us in the first part of the season, but he's tracking really well. He's on target to make a return, you know, sort of, I think, ahead of schedule by maybe a week or two. So that'll be good, but we won't rush him. But he'll certainly make me sleep a bit better when he's back in the team, as I'm sure Leper and the rest of the boys, because he's a great player.
You've got great depth in your ruck stocks at the moment. Trent West, Matthew Lewin Berger, of course, was a top four draft pick back in 2007. And then Stephen Martin, who just had an absolutely amazing back half of 2014. He sustained a knock to the knee last week. If we get an update on his condition, but also just generally speaking, how you're looking to structure up your big men going into round one.
Yeah, as I sort of mentioned earlier, we're still sort of finding out a bit about who's best suited to play and what role out of those two. Like, Steph is just so athletic, gets around the ground, and so does Louis as well for us. So, you know, we think that, you know, is it something that they sort of share 50-50, or do they go down the traditional path of sort of 20-80? We're still sort of playing with that one a little bit. But you mentioned Trent West, who's sort of tracking well from his reconstruction as well. So when he gets back, he'll be putting a bit of pressure on those two as well. So, yeah, Yeah, we are lucky. I think the one thing that for Leuenberger and the fans of him as well is that he's sort of coming off a long layoff as well. I know he played the last round of last season at Geelong, but he's had a fair layoff from footy as well. So he's really just starting to get back into the swing of things as well. So we're really excited by some of the things that he's doing.
Murray Davis has joined us, Brisbane Lions defensive strategiser. And Murray, Mitch Robinson had a bit of a reputation. By the time he left Carlton, it was probably chased him out the door. Brisbane swooped and almost instantaneously everybody said, gee, that's a good pickup. How's he settled in, and is he the good pickup the rest of us think he is?
Well, yeah, certainly internally we're really happy with the way Mitch is going, and he seems really happy up here with his family and the role that Leppa and the coaching staff have set for him. I think we've tried to really stress to Mitch it's just about him playing his role for the team, and he's doing that well. And one thing that Mitch has brought to the club that we don't have a huge amount of sort of 100-game players just yet at the club, and that's one thing that he has brought to the club is a little bit of that experience. And when you've got young players on you, and we're still a young team, I think we're third youngest in the comp, and you don't have a lot of experience. You need guys like Mitch Robinson to show, and train with the intensity that everyone sees when he plays. And I think that's where we're seeing some huge benefits at the moment is within our training. He really, attacks every drill and every session and like it's his last. And that's really good. Sets a really good standard for all our younger players and the older players as well. He's given everyone a real boost around the club.
Dane Beams was the marquee signing on the field in the off-season. Danny Daly was the marquee signing for the coach's box. Tell us about the influence he's had so far since coming in as stoppage strategy coach, not just on his area of the ground, but the coaching team in general.
Yeah, it's been a terrific addition. Danny has been allowing someone to really focus on that area of the ground and the contested ball side of things. It's an area we've had to improve on and address, and Danny's brought in a wealth of knowledge in that area. And I sort of share an office with Danny and Gary, and we often throw around different things. And one thing that I'm really pleased with is talking to Danny, he's sort of got a bit of a mentality about, defend first and then go from there, which suits me well. So it's sort of been nice working with him early days, which, I think one of the things that, Danny and Leppa have got a good relationship, and, we're only two games in, but just the dynamics, even within the coaching box, seem to be going really well.
One last one, Murray, and we know even at the best of times, it's hard for the Brisbane Lions to get a lot of column inches and airtime in Queensland. Throw in the fact that the NRL season's already started. There's been controversy, of course, with the Gold Coast Titans and even with the Gold Coast football team at the AFL side. The Suns, Carmichael Hunt, stories left, right and centre. How are Brisbane Lions going when it comes to media exposure in that very busy market?
Yeah, it's something that the club and the people that are working within the club are working extremely hard to get the name and the brand out there, and I think we're riding a little bit of the momentum that's been created thus far. So you mentioned all those things that are happening that are probably out of our control, and we're really working on the things that we can, and that's getting people back to support the Brisbane Lions and getting back to the Gabba. And I think, as I said, there's a lot of expectation probably on the round one game against Collingwood, which is fantastic for our young group and for all of us involved. And we all know it's not, the season's not defined by one particular round, but it'll be great to see as many people as we can get along, and then hopefully that we can continue to ride that momentum that we're starting to get a little bit more of. We'll probably never kick the rugby league off the back six pages of the Courier Mail, but we're getting there slowly.
Must say, this time last year, we were preparing a funeral service for the Brisbane Lions. It was just about this time that people assessed their list and looked at the departures and decided that Brisbane were in for a decade at least of ignominy. Well, there's a 12-month that makes a difference, Murray. So it's probably encouraging for teams equally probably facing a season with negative prospects, but from Brisbane's perspective, it's an enormous achievement, so well done.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's, it sort of really shows the hard work of everyone around the club. And we obviously look at other clubs that have probably been in similar positions and been around for a long time, but probably in the near or not too distant future with Port Adelaide. I mean, they were sort of in that category as well, and we've seen how quickly they've been able to turn things around as well. So, yeah, it's not without hard work and good people involved at your club, but it's really about making sure we can continue on, as I said, that momentum and build on the season that we had last year.
Great work, Murray. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No, thanks for your time, guys. Cheers.